This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Implications of downsizing. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is with us this morning to explain what that's all about. Good morning, sir.
Hopefully I won't put you to sleep this morning.
No, I hope not.
Good morning, man. Steve and Ted. Yeah, that was terrible. Yeah. Well, you know, the kids are out of the house. Woohoo! And they don't have families of their own yet. And you're growing weary of maintaining that big old house where you raise the kids. Is it time to downsize? Well, there are many emotions tied to the family home. They are prompted by memories of holiday feasts, high school prom pictures, and Easter egg hunts. Selling the family home is not an easy decision, and downsizing in retirement can be practical on a number of levels. There are many things to consider before putting that house on the market. Well, the first consideration may be financial. We often think that selling a big house and buying a smaller home would create a windfall of cash, particularly if you have no debt on the current home. That can happen. But if you're moving to a development with more amenities and services, it could limit the amount that you recoup from your current home and even perhaps cost you more. If your home has appreciated in value, you could be liable for taxes on the gain greater than $250,000, or that's $500,000 for couples. And property taxes could be greater if you're in a state that grandfathered you into a new lower rate. Well, patio home communities often have homeowners associations that cater to retirees who don't want to mow their lawns or clear out their gutters every fall and spring. Fees for landscaping and maintenance will add another expense that you may not have right now. In many areas, these communities are in high demand, so the price of a smaller home may be greater than the value of your current home. There's no right or wrong answer to whether to downsize. However, it's important to consider both the financial and the emotional sides of that decision. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
Planning ahead several years ago, my wife and I decided it'd be stupid to upsize if we have to eventually downsize. So we are downsized, and we have been downsized for about 45 years.
Good strategy.
There are people out there, two people living in a house, heating and cooling 3,000 or 4,000 square feet, and I'm thinking, are you nuts?
Yeah, that's a good point. Got to keep up with the Joneses, or you got to be the Joneses.
A friend of mine once said, no, he said, don't keep up with the Joneses. He said, keep up with the Macintoshes. It's cheaper.
Well, you're a Scotsman.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. I don't think I'm cheap. I'm just saying I have X amount of dollars into my house. I have X amount of dollars, and I'm not going to overdo it.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, there have been times in my life when I've been, it never killed me, but I mean, been overhoused.
But
I wanted to provide a place for the kids, in a nice neighborhood and a good school district and all the rest of that. So I did. But now I tell you, I've got a house that's so simple, it's not anything big and grand, and I don't care, and it's perfectly comfortable, and it's wonderful, and yeah. And I'm working on it. Of course, I'm putting too much money into it.
We just were determined. We just in a nice neighborhood where the kids could go to public school and heck with them, you know, if they didn't,
yeah,
didn't like that, they could just,
they could lump it.
They could go to prison.
Don't like it, lump it.
No. Anyway, I understand what you're saying, sir. And some people will have that challenge of downsizing. Good luck to you. Don will help you out.
I'll help you out. Yeah. I'll move. I'll get, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, he'll help.
Two radio guys in a truck.
So here's. Oh, boy, would that be useless.
Two radio guys, construction. Three radio guys.
This about the pickets are out there, and they're kind of blocking traffic at some of these locations.
Yeah.
Textron and. You know, if I'm afraid, I understand what they're doing, okay?
Yeah.
And they're trying to get people fired up and whatnot about their cause, and I understand that. But when you're talking about people who've turned down 26% raises over 4 years, and there are other people out there by the thousands who haven't had a raise in 4 years, you know, sometimes if you block traffic, you might not be in just the smartest thing you could do.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Well, you know, I went down Webb Road to my P.O. box.
Yeah.
I made a couple of trips down there. I went there in the morning and then in the evening, and they were quietly, you know, picketing along the entrances. It looked like they might have been blocking the entrance in the morning. Yeah. I don't know for sure, but there was no blockage of traffic that I saw.
Ted's saying we had some slowing down this morning.
Yeah, one of our coworkers came in and said they were.
Was it on Webb?
Said they were forming a human blockade. I think it was on Webb.
Oh, really? Okay.
And well, blocking traffic. He said traffic was a nightmare to get in here. So.
Oh, interesting.
At one point they were.
Huh.
And then we're still seeing really slow-moving traffic west of Central and Greenwich and just north of Kellogg and Greenwich.
Okay. Yeah.
Today is, on another note, National Punctuation Day. A period, a comma,
period,
a semicolon, a question mark, and an exclamation point are examples of some of the punctuation used in writing. I don't even know if they teach that anymore in school. They separate sentences. They're elements to clarify meaning. Without them, meaning would be lost for or up for interpretation. Ted and I, you know, we exchange copy quite a bit, and Ted's just and Jad too. They're pretty good on their punctuation. They're very, and I don't know why, because we're doing this just so we can read it, but it helps to know.
It helps
from this, you know, the stuff I hand you every morning. Mm-hmm. I know it's not perfect, but I try to make it somewhat punctuated so he can follow along.
Yeah, when I write for this, yeah, I often write with too many ellipses.
I do that all the time.
You know, and I think that's a broadcast thing because
I do it all the time.
And I'm not doing it for somebody else to read. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it for me to read, so that I'll know that I need to draw that out or whatever.
Meaning a pause.
But I tell you what I do too much of, and I constantly check myself, and too many other people I believe do too much. Darned explanation points. When you've got so many of them in there that then it diminishes.
Then
it's like crying wolf.
It loses its meaning, yeah.
You know, it loses its meaning. Meaning, you know, all right. Happy birthday. Yeah. And many more. Yeah. And you're great. Yeah. And
National Punctuation Day.
Okay.
All right, guys.
We'll move on then.
We'll celebrate with a comma here. Okay. By the way. Thank you, guys.
Period.
Coming up top of the hour news here on KNSS. Two people injured, an officer-involved shooting in South Wichita. And this is day two of the machinist strike at Textron. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.